Superhero. Dr. Marilyn spoke at our staff meeting. She took us through exercises as she worked to get our minds and spirits adjusted to a more positive direction. Close your eyes and think back to time when you were small. What did you want to be? What were your dreams? What did you want to do? Close your eyes and think back, she instructed. I closed my eyes and thought back. I remembered what I wanted to be. Dr. Marilyn then told of her early beginnings as a writer. She told of the articles and the publishing successes that she experienced, but so many of them were punctuated by, "I didn't get paid for that." Her words struck me. I worked in a corner drugstore when I was very small. I was below the age limit to work, but the store made an exception. My father owned the store, thus the exception. I worked long and hard. I treasured my lunch breaks. Not so much for the food or the rest. It was what I did during my lunch breaks that I treasured. I read comic books. I read the action books, not the romance or the comedies. Action, pure action. When I closed my eyes and thought back, I knew instantly what I had aspired to be. A superhero. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and Iron Man were some of my heroes. In all of the action comics that I read, there was a distinct pattern. The superhero was never paid for his contribution to society. He always earned his living in his alter ego. Superman made money as Clark Kent, a newspaper reporter. Batman made money as Bruce Wayne, a rich industrialist. Spider-Man made money as Peter Parker, a photographer. Iron Man made money as Tony Stark, owner of Stark Industries. None of them were paid for being a superhero, and the contributions they made as superheroes. As I listened to Dr. Marilyn stating how she had never been paid for many things, a light popped on in my mind. The real superheroes don't get paid for the superhero stuff. I pastor a church and have never accepted a salary or taken up love offerings for myself. It's correct to be fairly compensated, but I, like Paul, simply choose not to. I am the editor of the Mountain Wings and Air Jesus websites, and I don't get any money for that either. I realized as my eyes were closed that it is superhero stuff, and my dream has been realized. You've got superhero stuff too. Parenting, volunteering, helping a stranger or a friend in need. Doing anything beneficial that takes time, effort, energy, or resources, and where you expect no monetary return, is superhero stuff. Use your powers well.